It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, January the 17th. I'm Mark Garrison in New York, and for Ben Johnson. In a few hours, President Obama will lay out his ideas for overhauling the National Security Agency in a much-anticipated speech. Politico technology reporter Tony Rahm expects a call for new oversight.
We're likely to hear the president talk about creating a public advocate of sorts at the FISA court. That's the judicial panel that approves surveillance requests.
American tech companies will be listening closely. They're worried people won't want to buy their stuff out of fear the NSA is listening in.
These companies have become more involved in Washington to the point where many of them participated in a meeting with President Obama where they gave him an earful about what Washington should and shouldn't be doing on government surveillance.
Today we kick off a series on Wall Street technology. We start with something pretty low-tech, chat rooms. Banks and traders are now under investigation, accused of meeting in chat rooms to hatch schemes to manipulate markets. Robert Friedman is editor-at-large at Bloomberg News and joins us to explain what's going on. Hello, Robert.
Hello there.
So for someone who's not in finance and for whom chat room might call up some kind of AOL experience in the 90s, just explain what bankers have been doing in these multi-bank chat rooms and why banks are worried about the legal implications.
Most of these currency traders sit in front of terminals all day and communicate with colleagues through instant messaging windows that may have 10, 20, 30 different windows open on their screens, having multiple conversations. The concern here is traders at different banks talking to each other with the intent of moving currency rates in one direction or another so that they could profit. The chat rooms in question here had inflammatory names. One was called the Cartel. One was called the Mafia. That in and of itself is an evidence of wrongdoing, but it certainly suggests a kind of cavalier attitude.
So now that this activity is coming to light, what are banks telling their traders about those kinds of chat rooms?
So at least three banks have issued orders that there shall be no more chat room conversations with bankers or traders at other banks.
So there are services now like Snapchat and Confide, which promise messaging that will disappear. Snapchat has gotten most attention as a way for teens to exchange messages, but Confide is actually aimed at a business audience. So explain how these kind of messaging services might be used in problematic ways by banks.
That's an even more tempting technology because it creates the illusion that it's disappearing after some period of time. And I'd certainly be careful about believing that anything really disappears.
There are, of course, legitimate ways traders can use chat rooms. What is typically going on in these 20 or 30 chat windows open on a trader's computer?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is social gossip. Can we meet for a drink tonight? Or some of it was locker room-ish in its nature.
You don't say. Yeah.
So, that's one level of conversation. In the case of foreign exchange, they would exchange pricing and information about their actual trades, which is something that, again, that's not kosher.
Okay, Robert Friedman at Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's time for our weekly numbers game, Silicon Tally. This week we play with Marketplace technology reporter Quina Kim. Hey there, Quina.
Hey.
So this is my first time playing, so it's very possible that I am cheating by giving you two numbers at once. But the first one, very easy, $3.2 billion.
Well, that is how much Google bought Nest for. They're the maker of the smart thermostat, and it was sort of like the big deal.
Huge deal. Big bet on the Internet of Things, which is a phrase I've never liked, but Google's into it. They're going to get inside our homes. Now, let's try a number that's a little bit harder,
1,900%. 1,900%? Huh. That is the growth of something, but I have no idea.
That is how much the stock of Nestor Inc. initially soared earlier this week. Its ticker symbol happens to be NEST. And a lot of investors thought it was the Nest company that Google paid all that money for. Nestor Inc. is actually a company in Rhode Island that makes traffic light cameras. So you have a number for me?
I do. All right, here we go. 4%.
I'm going to say that is how much something has declined.
Actually, it's how many people are exclusively ebook readers in 2013. So still a little ways to go before we ditch that paperback.
Okay, the other number I have for you is 3 million.
3 million? Gosh, that's a really small amount. I guess some startup got that funding yesterday.
That is actually the number of teen users Facebook lost in recent years, according to online marketing firm iStrategy Labs. They could be on Snapchat, or maybe they're just embracing the retro cool of Friendster. I don't know. That's always possible.
I didn't know Friendster was making a comeback.
No way. Just kidding about that. But and it's also possible, too, that they're actually talking to each other in person. I mean, that sounds totally insane, but that is a possibility here.
All right. Well, I have a number for you.
Okay.
But it's sort of a range. 18 to 36 million.
Would that be – how about the amount of Americans that are regular users of some kind of streaming video service?
So $18 to $36 million is the amount of money Yahoo's former COO, Henrique De Castro, walks away with after being fired yesterday.
Well, just make sure he doesn't spend it all in one place. That would be the financial planning advice we could give to him.
Well, luckily he won't have to go find another job, at least, you know, with the money he's walking away with.
That's a little bit of a cushion. Yes, definitely. All right, Marketplace's Queen of Kim, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
You too can play Silicon Tally. Find it at marketplacetech.org. One last thing before we go. If your tech-loving Valentine expects more than a boring box of chocolates, you will like this news. Hershey's is teaming up with 3D Systems to develop 3D printers that make chocolates. No rollout date set, so it's not an option for this Valentine's Day. I'm Mark Garrison, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.